Over the last couple of weeks, I have been bringing readings to you from the daily devotional, Precious Promises. And I said that the readings taken from the first three chapters of Genesis were from the pen of my father, Ian Paisley. We have come to the last of those readings tonight, and it is based on Genesis 3, verse 22 to 24, and the subject is Expelled but Expectant. God's knowledge of good and evil is perfect. He wouldn't be God if he did not know what good and evil were in their nature and in all their results. But he is at the same time absolutely pure and set for righteousness. Man's knowledge, however, was perverted by the fall. He knew what was right and wrong before he disobeyed because God gave him his law. But he corrupted his own heart and disobedience followed. Contrast this with what is said of God in 1 John 1 verse 5. God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Had our first parents eaten of the tree of life in their fallen condition, neither they nor their succeeding generations would have had hope of salvation. So God set a guard to that tree. The sword spoke of mercy as well as justice, showing that the way to divine favour was only through the promised Messiah. Sacrifices later brought to the east of Eden preached the same. Read Genesis chapter 4. So though man was expelled by God, he was expectant. Thomas Chalmers wrote, "The flaming sword at the east of Eden turns every way to keep man from the tree of life, and under our Christian economy, it turns every way but one. But that way is open and accessible to all. No man cometh unto the Father but by the Son, and he is the way, and he also is the life. Out of that way, no man shall ever meet salvation. In that way, no man shall ever miss it. Establish my feet, O God, therein, and through the open door of Christ's mediatorship, may I find access to thee as my reconciled Father and friend."